Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is about nutrition, titled, Why Even Bother? So recently I got an email from a listener. Yay! Thank you. And they kind of wrote a paragraph I want to read to you. And then this is the focus for the podcast today. So it says, I like this comedian named Trey Crowder, the liberal redneck, as he's known on Facebook. He recently made a video where he talks about how 95% of diets will fail and how many people are screwed by genetics. While he was saying sensible things, how the industry loves making money on this, how extreme diets are harmful, how extreme expectations lead to these behaviors, all the stuff you tell us. There was no happy ending, no hope, or suggestions. This made me think of our conversations and wonder if you had done one, aka a podcast, if you had done a podcast related to something you've told me. That yes, absolutely true, some people have a challenge. Genetics, raising 6 kids, crazy work schedule, injury, maybe even missing a limb. That age. So, do these things mean that you can't make meaningful changes, that you can't see success, lasting success? I felt that the video left people with, so you might as well stop trying, mindset, rather than the focus I think he meant to have, which would be realistic and rock it. So, the person had listened to this comedian, and as I said, there was a lot of good information in there in terms of like being stuff being true. You know, how fitness industries and dieting industries, they're set up and they make money because you fail. This is something that we don't talk about, so maybe I'll have to do an individual podcast about it. But diets don't make money if they work. So there's something interesting, is a lot of diets out there, think of the most popular diets that you've tried, okay? The person who created that, who is selling you a product, they will not continue to make money if their diet works the first time. So if you do, you know, such and such diet, and all of a sudden it works, you lose all your weight, and now you're happy, and you never have to do it again, they don't make any more money off you. And eventually, they'll run out of people to make money off of. So this is why some diets are set up in extreme measures, in the sense that they're extreme enough that they're going to get you initial weight loss. So you lose the, you know, say 8 to 10 pounds in the first week, maybe even up to like 20 pounds or so in the first month. But they know for a fact, there's no way in hell you're keeping up with the processes needed for that to continue to work. And or they're using a manner in which to get you to lose that weight that they know isn't sustainable for the body, in that the body will fight you back, and eventually you'll lose because the body has to survive. You'll mess up your diet, you'll gain some weight, and then have to go back to them to get that weight back off. So they're set up to only be successful in the short term. So think of like our cell phones. So I had a cell phone once, this is a couple years back, but I had a cell phone once that I kept and used for 6 years. And in cell phones, that is like having a dinosaur as a pet. So I remember I kept getting these update notifications on my phone. And the first one would come and I'd click on it. And all of a sudden it would go to a website and say that that update is no longer available for my phone. And I'm like, okay, well, that's weird. And then all of a sudden I'd get another update. And these updates would knock off anything I was doing on my phone. So if I was texting somebody, this update would come up and clear my phone, and I'd have to go back into whatever I was doing. So it was getting really frustrating, and the updates kept coming faster and faster, to the point where I was getting like 1 to 2 an hour. So I went to Verizon Wireless and told them that, hey, you know, my phone gets these stupid updates. It still works fine. Can you just have this stop coming up on my screen? And the guy told me that no, it was programmed from, you know, headquarters or whoever, that notification would keep coming up on my phone. And I said, well, it's really limiting me being able to use my phone. It keeps kicking me off of everything. And he said, that's the point. So the company had made these stupid updates that they know for a fact I couldn't fulfill, but yet they wanted to keep shoving them in my face so I'd have to buy a new phone. So I had kept the phone for 6 years. They didn't like that because they weren't making money off me, so they made my phone not able to work. So, there are pieces of shit. So, I hate people like that do that. So, it's just, it's not moral. So, I had to buy a new phone, and pretty much we all know that you have to buy new phones every year or every 2 years because everything gets updated and outdated. So, it's funny how that works. So, these companies do not make money if they sell me a single phone and I use that phone forever. The same is true of diets. So just like the cell phone company sets up for the phone to be sabotaged and no longer work, these people who make diets, they know for a fact they're not going to work when they make you do extreme things because it's not sustainable. They don't want you to be sustainable. They want you to fail, so you have to come back and use their product again and again and again. Okay, now, as she was saying, if you look at things like this, where how the industry is set up against you, or how, you know, maybe you have bad genetics and, you know, you're starting your life a certain way, or you have, like she said, raising 6 kids or a crazy work schedule, it is hard to fight the feeling of why even bother, I'm screwed anyhow. But is that true? And as you can imagine, my answer is hell no. So genetics, having poor genetics, it determines where you start, but it doesn't determine where you finish. So just because someone has better genetics than you, it is bullshit that they get to start the race ahead of you. Okay? So if somebody already is lean and they're already strong, and then they want to get leaner and stronger, well, they get to start a lot closer to their goals than you have to. That's life. Okay? Good for them. So that's awesome that that person is already kind of ahead in those aesthetics, but maybe they're not ahead in discipline. Maybe they're not ahead in resiliency of how often they can get knocked down and get back up. You can't see the bigger picture. You don't know everything that goes on in their life. So maybe they look on the outside perfect, but maybe on the inside they have demons. Or maybe they have an unsupportive family or somebody telling them they're never going to be successful. You can't see the bigger picture, so don't envy somebody else, because you can't see everything. You don't know what they're going through, okay? So focus on yourself. And also, just because they're already lean and they're already strong doesn't mean that you can't be, okay? So when you look at genetics, what that essentially is a comparison. Is you wouldn't probably know if you had bad genetics unless you got to see somebody else who looked like they were further ahead than you, and you deem them they haven't had to try for it. So therefore, you think that they're further ahead, you think it's not fair, therefore they must have better genetics, and you're screwed. No, you're just going to have to work longer than they had to get where they are aesthetically. But like we said, we can't see what's underneath. So genetics determines where you start, but not where you finish. Just because you have to start overweight doesn't mean you can't get down to six-pack abs. Just because you have to start weak doesn't mean you can't get strong. Okay? Genetics just determine where you start, not where you finish. Life circumstances, they determine your speed, how fast you can make progress. But they do not determine your distance, how far you can go. So, if I have 6 kids and a crazy work schedule, that does mean that maybe it'll take me 3 months to do the progress that a single person who doesn't have a spouse or kids, and they're only working, say, part-time, that they can do in maybe 1 month. So maybe it takes me 3 months to do what they can do in 1 month. It doesn't matter. I can still get it done. I can still make the same distance of progress that they did. It's just going to take me longer. But it doesn't mean I can't do it. So life circumstances will determine my speed, how fast I can make changes. It might make it that I have to make changes very slowly, but they don't determine my distance or how far I can go. I can still reach my goals. It's just going to take me longer to get there. That's how it goes, okay? So if you don't like the fact that someone else gets to start ahead of you, if you don't like the fact that someone else gets to move faster than you, well, welcome to life, and you're going to be unhappy for the rest of your life. So stop comparing. Who gives a crap what other people get in terms of advantages? Again, because you can't see what their disadvantages are. So one of the things that I think of for myself is, I'll get into this a little bit later in the podcast here, I didn't have the best places to start. I didn't have the best genetics. I was just stubborn as hell. So I have two very stubborn parents, and I got both of their stubbornness, so I got a double dose. And that is something that, regardless of what other things seem to be limiters in my life, I'm so damn stubborn that I'll figure out how to get around them anyhow. So if you determine genetics, and somebody might have got to start stronger and leaner than me, but I got to start with more stubbornness. And which would you rather want? Would you already want to be really close to your goals, but have no mental toughness to actually make the rest of the way? Or would you like to have to start further back, but be mentally tough enough to go as far as you want and even further? Okay? So think about what your benefits are. What are the things that you have advantage over others? Heck, if you're going to compare positively. Don't compare negatively. Ho-hum, you know, crybaby me. So think about what's awesome about you. Think about what that you feel you're better than others in comparison for. So if you're going to compare, be positive. Okay? But don't worry about comparing. So these life factors and genetic factors, they do influence the process. But you decide the outcome. You're in control. So if I'm 5'4", am I going to play in the NBA? Probably not. However, it has been done. Muggsy Bogues was 5'3" and got to play in the NBA. So there's always that example. But is height a limiter in this example? Like, is height a limiter in my ability to get to play in the NBA? Yes, it would be. Okay? I'm also not athletic enough and slow as dirt, but let's just go with just height. So height will influence whether you get to play in the NBA. But maybe you can still go to the European League and be successful. Maybe you can play in like streetball tournaments and be a badass streetball legend. So there are some factors like height that do influence the outcome. But you have to decide how that outcome is going to be defined. How will success be defined for you? So if a person wants to get in the NBA and they can't, and let's say they're a fantastic player, but all the GMs and everybody at the different sports teams tell them that they're too short, they don't want to run the risk of, you know, drafting that player and having them not be able to play in the NBA. Okay, well, what do? Quit? No, that's stupid. So you would maybe go to the European League, go to streetball league, you know, maybe even go and mentor some youth, become an awesome coach. So, and then just play in like your local leagues and stuff like that and crush them. But you keep moving. You just have to redefine where you're moving towards. Okay? So, just because a person is short doesn't mean they can't be awesome at basketball and live a greater life than they ever dreamed. And the same is true for you, okay? So, the same is true for our in the gym kind of exploits and in our diets. So, like I said, for myself, I started working out when I was 15 years old. I was short, pudgy, fat, no muscle whatsoever. Nothing was good with where I was starting. And by 18 years old, so 3 years in which I never missed more than a week of training. So 3 years, that's like, I don't know, what, 1,000 some odd days. And I never missed more than 7 consecutive days. And I think even then, I barely probably didn't even miss a whole week. So 3 years of ridiculous consistency. Okay? And I was still being outlifted by girls in our track and field team. So I remember when I graduated high school, I couldn't bench 225. I couldn't squat 315. And I probably couldn't deadlift 315. So, or it would have looked like absolute death if I had tried. So I trained like a bodybuilder, so I never really did singles. So I don't really know exactly what I was capable of, except for I did try bench presses and couldn't do them. I did try squats and wasn't even close to parallel. So I never tried deadlifts because I was always afraid of getting hurt. So those numbers are numbers that the girls in our current gym right now can do. And they're numbers that many beginners come into the gym being able to already do with no training whatsoever. And I had trained for 3 years to even get close to those numbers. So talk about a starting spot. I've had people come into our gym and they'll bench 315 right away or squat 500 the first day they squat. Those are both complete bullshit things that they get to start there and I had to start where I started, okay? But 20 years later, 16 muscle tears, 7 torn ligaments, broken bones, and surgeries later, I've squatted 600 pounds, benched 435 and deadlifted 700. And I'm not even done yet. So I have doubled those numbers or more. And I'm going to still keep going. Okay? I have all the knowledge needed to be stronger in those numbers, even though I wasn't given the genetics to necessarily show that. So I've produced world records, national records, professional qualifications, and many local competition kind of wins, and even regional wins, with the athletes that I coach, even if I can't do that myself. Okay? Now that's very frustrating for someone who wanted to become an elite athlete himself, but I just had to overcome a lot to get where I'm at now, and even where I'm at now isn't elite. And ugh, that stinks. So I had to work for 20 years to become slightly above mediocre. So, but that's what the story is. That's the truth of that. But it doesn't mean that I haven't been successful, right? I maybe had to decide to redefine what success was for me. So I had to redefine my goals over the years. And I still want to be the best athlete I can be, and I still believe I'm not even peaked out yet. I still have way more room to improve, and I even know how to improve, which is really cool. That's why I have confidence over the fact that I can still improve. But I also wanted to take on the goal of becoming the best coach I could be. So not only be the best athlete, but also be the best coach. So instead of maybe being able to squat 1,000 pounds, can I reach 1,000 people in a single day? Can I help 1,000 people in one day? That's a pretty big accomplishment, right? So can I help others achieve their dreams while I still struggle and fight for mine? And I think that's a pretty cool goal. So all the trials and tribulations, all the things that I've had to overcome in my own journey, I've been able to help others when they ran into those same problems. And man, that's a good feeling. That's pretty cool feeling. To be able to tell somebody, I've been where you are now, I fought through it, here's how. Here's how you can do it too. And that is so cool. Okay? So, something you want to think of is, what is your biggest obstacle to health success? Even life success. So if you're listening to this and you have a goal, you have a dream, what's your biggest obstacle that you feel is getting in the way of that goal and that dream? Now realize this. Your biggest obstacle is going to be your biggest accomplishment. People, when they talk about being successful, they often talk about what they overcame, right? Well, there's really no story to talk about if you don't have to overcome something. If everything is just handed to you for free, you didn't have to work hard for it, so you already have the best genetics, you already have the perfect work schedule, you already had everything perfect in your life for you to be successful, and then you became successful. Well, whoop-de-freaking-do. Anybody could have done that. Anybody can get in shape if they have the time to cook their own food all day, every day. Anybody can get in shape if they don't have to work. Anybody can get in shape if they don't have kids or a spouse or somebody else getting in their way. And listen to this. There are people who have those benefits, and they still don't reach their goals. They sleep in late, you know, kind of meander throughout the day, don't even get everything done that they're supposed to do, even though there's nothing pushing them, even though there's no deadlines. There are people who are single, don't have kids, don't have a spouse, and they still don't reach their goals. Okay? So laziness is something that will influence you regardless of your life situation. So inconsistency is something that will influence you regardless of your life situation. So don't think of these situations being in your way, you are in your way. Okay? If you truly want success, you will find a way to get shit done. I've seen it hundreds of times. I've lived it myself. Okay? So if you have a busy schedule, how do you handle nutrition? Well, you find foods that maybe don't take a lot of time to prepare. You find ways to remind yourself to eat meals. You set reminders on your phone. You put post-it notes on your computer. You know, you do things that are going to help push you into the right action. You're going to set up situations for yourself that help you adhere to the right behaviors that will push you in your goal. So that becomes the thing, is what is your obstacle? How are you going to overcome it? That becomes your biggest accomplishment. So, If you have bad genetics, can you still be successful? Yes. You just had to start further away than other people. If you have a busy schedule, can you still be successful? Yes, you're just going to have to get really darn good at energy and time management. But it's been done before, okay? There are people who are successful in health and fitness who also run multiple businesses. They have a spouse, they have multiple kids. It can be done. So I helped a guy, one of my best friends, get ready for a physique competition when he had 6 kids and was running his own business and also worked a second job. And he got ready for a competition and freaking rocked it. Because he knew how to manage his time and manage his energy. Now, those are important things, so don't overlook that. Those are lifelong skills that you're going to work at. But as you get better at them, they allow you to get better at everything else. So what you want to see is, what is the thing that I believe is holding me back? And you need to recognize that that ain't going anywhere. You can keep naming it and avoiding it and stay exactly where you're at. You can keep naming it and avoid having to work to overcome it. So if you know you have time management and energy management issues and you don't do well with those, so you always put off stuff in the morning to do it later at night, then all of a sudden you never want to do it late at night because you're tired and you don't have energy. Well, if that's the same damn thing happening day after day, fix it. What the hell's wrong with you? Why the hell would you live the same day that you're unhappy for more than once? If you don't like a single day, why the hell would you not fix it for tomorrow? Okay? Maybe you don't want to take on the extra energy and the extra effort to make the corrections. Well, that's pretty dumb. So you're just going to stay lazy and stay where you're at? That doesn't make any sense. Why not double down your effort? You're already miserable anyhow. You're already unhappy because you're not reaching your goal. Be a little more miserable. Be a little more unhappy. Take on the process of learning the skills that you need so that way in the future you don't have to be miserable and unhappy. Okay? So take on the project of making yourself better. You can do it. Okay? Now, how? How do you do that? Is find someone who's been there before and ask how they overcame it. You can do this to a person or you can do this through a book. Okay? So there are many, many, many books that I've read about time management and energy management, and I love them, and they are freaking awesome, and they helped a lot. So because they helped me learn how to work within what my limitations are. And limitations, by I mean by that is, I am not a morning person. So I'm doing this podcast, I got up at 6 a.m. today, and I'm doing this podcast at like 6:20 in the morning. Now, I am not a morning person. This is not my favorite thing to do. I'd much rather be sleeping. But if I sleep and I don't make this podcast, I won't be successful in business. I won't get to reach people. I won't get to help others. And I'll feel bad about myself. I'll feel lazy. And I'll feel like I wasted an awesome opportunity to make a difference, not only in my life, but in others. Am I really going to trade 30 or 60 minutes of sleep for that guilt, for knowing I missed out on the best life that I had possible? I did it for years. For years, I'd hit the snooze button, live my life in a big rush, get to the end of the day, and wish I'd done more. And then I'd wake up the next morning, hit the snooze button, live my day in a rush, get to the end, and wish I'd done more. Well, I'm tired of doing that. I've done it for long enough, and nothing changed. That stupid 30 to 60 minutes of sleep that I thought I needed so badly was holding me back on everything else that I wanted to do. Okay? I'm tired of living a life full of shoulda, woulda, couldas. Full of talking about the things I want to do rather than doing those things. I'm not living that life anymore. And I hope that you make that choice too. So, regardless of where you're starting, regardless of what you have to overcome, it's your choice to just overcome it or not. Put in the work to overcome it. Put in the work to cover the distance from where you're starting to where you want to be. Okay? That's what you're given in your life to overcome. And remember, no story worth telling, every story worth telling has something you have to overcome to be successful. So you need to do that for yourself. So genetics determine where you start, but they don't determine where you finish. Life circumstances determine your speed, how fast you can go. But they don't determine your distance, how far you can go. Okay? So, you need to take on the ownership of this process and try to do everything in your power to be successful for what your goals are. Okay? So, if you have a busy schedule, I can give you some tips here in a podcast, you know, for 2 or 3 minutes and give you some ideas that you've probably already heard that you're just choosing not to do. You can go read a book and find more tips that may help, but they're also just going to tell you stuff you already know that you're already deciding not to do. So if you have a busy schedule, you need to get your butt in bed at exactly a certain time. You need to allow yourself 6, maybe 7 hours of sleep. You need to get up out of bed on time. Don't hit the snooze button. Instead of playing on your phone for 30 minutes, you need to get your ass into the bathroom, brush your teeth, do what you need to do, and get your day started. Maybe even while you're brushing your teeth, you can listen to a podcast. And that checks off another box for you. That gives you time to connect to, like, if you're spiritual. So you can listen to a spiritual-based podcast. You can listen to an education-based podcast. So maybe there's something you want to learn about how somebody who's successful deals with a busy schedule. Listen to a podcast about that. Okay? While you're brushing your teeth, kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Okay? But get moving. So the best thing you do when you have a busy schedule is learn how to manage your time and your energy. Those are 2 different things, and they're both equally important. Okay? Now, if you have a bad starting place, maybe you have really bad genetics, or you've kind of let yourself go, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, like when I look at the road that I have to go to get where I want to be, it's going to be such a long road. Well, is that road shorter than you plan to be alive? So if you're like, oh my gosh, it'll take me 5 years to get in the shape I want. Well, you probably plan to be alive for longer than 5 years, right? So who gives a shit if it's 5 years? Just start. You're already going to be alive for more than 5 years, so why not have made those 5 years successful? Why not take 5 years to get to a life that you would then be happy for the next 50? So it's absolutely stupid to say, oh man, this would take me 5 years. I guess I'm going to spend the rest of my life miserable. That's dumb. Just take however the hell long it's going to take and be happy. So you already plan to be alive for longer than that goal is going to take. Why not live the rest of your life happy? It doesn't make any sense to say, oh, this will take me forever. I might as well not start. You're already going to be alive for that time. You're already going to be spending that time doing something. Why not spend that time happy? Okay? Now, if you've failed before, that doesn't mean you're going to fail again. Just don't try the same freaking things. So, if you keep trying a certain situation over and over again, so, oh man, I've tried this diet, it didn't work before, but let me try it again because it kind of sort of worked. No, it didn't. If you tried a diet and you lost 30 pounds, but all 30 came right back, that isn't the right diet to try to lose 30 pounds again. If it didn't work the first time, it ain't gonna work the second, okay? If you don't change anything. Maybe you found a way to change something. Maybe you found a way to track your adherence or to change the rules a little bit. That's okay. So, if you've previously failed at reaching your goals, welcome to being human. Welcome to the rest of us, okay? Everyone fails. They just learn what didn't work, they make changes, and they keep moving forward. That's your decision. That's what you have to decide to do, okay? So find someone who's been there before and what they did to overcome it and how they reached the same goal that you want. Either find them in person or find them in a book. Learn as much as you can. Analyze what you do, get rid of the things that aren't helping, and find things that do help. Hold yourself accountable. Whether it's hiring a trainer, maybe getting a friend to join in your journey, or to post it on social media and let social media be your accountability. Okay? You have to drop your excuses. If you don't drop them, you will carry them. You will carry them into the next situation, and the next one, and the next one. They will always be there to hold you back. So drop your excuses. You cannot use that excuse anymore. Okay? Decide to take on the journey to the goal that you want to achieve. Take it 1 step at a time and adjust each time you mess up. Learn from it, make an adjustment, and keep moving forward. As my listener said, Be realistic and rock it. Be truthful in your efforts. Aim for your goal and do the best you can every single day. Even if every day is a mess up, just try not to mess up the same way. Just keep moving forward, keep plowing ahead, keep adjusting and learning, and keep going. You can do it. Okay, so hopefully this information was helpful. You can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share it. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, please reach out to us. The podcast is for you, so you want to know what you want to learn about, okay? So you can reach us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.